Good evening and welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now coming into the studio are the two engineers of this leather kink madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
Well, we have made it. How we doing, everybody? Welcome to Boy Alex is in the room tonight. Our first show in our new dungeon. And Master Noel.
Holy fuck.
And I have to say, it is...
That's all I got to say is holy fuck.
It is amazing that we have made it through the last 10 days. Actually, the three of us have not had an argument. We have not. I mentioned that yesterday. Our tempers we have not had an argument. But it has been crazy. For some of you who have been following us, are you on?
You want me to say something?
Oh, yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. Like it's first night, new studio. Going to be a couple little problems.
Boy Alex is now going to be a regular because some of you must know by now. He is now living with us.
Help.
Oh, yeah.
Help.
Oh, yeah. Poor boy.
Poor boy.
Yeah. I'll post some pictures on Facebook later from last night.
Of his back.
Yeah, poor boy was really having a rough time.
I'm all scarred, both physically and possibly mentally, from all this abuse that I get in this dungeon.
Help.
Yeah. So how you doing, boy Alex?
Good. Tired. Good.
Slave Wayne, do me a favor and just kind of text and let me know how everything's sounding, if everybody's clear, because I need... You know what it sounds like, should sound like. So, anyways, go on. Talk.
Boy, Alex and I both, at the same time at one point tonight, said, God, I'm looking forward to go to work tomorrow. I just want to get out of here.
Well, I'm lucky I have the day off, and I'm going to piss around and do nothing.
How the fuck did you manage to get a Monday off?
It's my usual Friday off, just changed to Monday.
Oh,
what, you're
good.
Off tomorrow, boy?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
All day?
Whatever.
I get to sleep in at least.
I don't. I'm up at 6-ish.
6:15.
6:15, Slave Lane. Yes, you have to text me.
So for some of you who've been following us, yes, things have been crazy for the past 10 days. But we have survived.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the webcam right now, I'm going to try to make it zoom and stuff to see if... I got some weird phase thing going on with the effects, don't I?
No, it's just you.
Is it one? I saw like one. Okay. Anyways, keep talking. Like. Well, keep talking. It's radio, not fucking television.
Oh. Wait a minute. We're just checking our phones.
Yes. I'm posting on Facebook right now.
We're broadcasting from our dungeon.
Our first show, which we are October what?
I don't even know what
actually,
month it is.
No, I have no idea. It's October the 5th.
Sunday, October the 5th, our first live show in our new dungeon.
Right.
And it's very spacious.
It's about 400 square feet, I would say, right? Yeah. 20 by 20, 400 square feet. 400 square feet.
It's so cozy.
I think it's more than 20 by 20, actually.
Yeah.
Well, the camera doesn't zoom all the way around, so I'm just going to try to give you a little bit of what I can here. There. Oh.
Although, oddly enough... Despite the size, we still have too much equipment.
Yes,
yeah, well, there's some extra stuff that needs to go in the basement.
I think we'll be needing to do an addition.
An addition?
Up. We're going to go up. We're going to do a second floor of the dungeon.
The dungeon will be larger than the house.
Why don't we just put all the house stuff out here?
No.
No.
I'm not downsizing.
Well, you can't go much upsizing, so I guess we're going to stay pretty much
the way we are. Oh, we could, but not with our budget right now. So,
all right, I'm pretty happy with the sound here, so everything should be good. All right, so let's get into it. Yeah, so what's news and exciting? Did we do anything in the last 2 weeks other than move? No, not really.
Well, we've moved, unpacked, painted.
Yeah.
Rearranged.
Yep.
Started
a full renovation downstairs. Boy Alex's apartment to be is...
it's starting, that's it's all. It's going to go up fast now that we've got everybody to kind of listen and up. And too many chefs spoil the broth and all that bullshit crap, right?
Yeah, too many boys trying to do the renovations all at one time. Not a good mix.
Well, there need to be one boy who finally speaks his mind and says, No. My place.
Oh, I only tried this.
Oh, no, no, no. Let's not have that conversation, shall we?
So, basically, what do we want to... Oh, okay, so let's... I think with the renovations, because let's kind of... I want to talk about the slave space, because it kind of goes along with the show, and I think we're going to start our show off in the new dungeon with
the
some dungeon-y stuff.
Slave space.
His space.
Oh, his space.
His cottage under the stairs. Yeah.
So, okay. Now,
very Anne Frank, isn't it? Except it's not an attic.
Yeah, it's totally opposite. So wait, what's happening is slave, there's, in this, it's a split-level house. Split-level, bi-level?
No. It's a raised ranch.
Yeah, that thing. So you go down the stairs, and where you've, you know, and there's a set that goes up, set that goes down. So under those stairs is like a little cubby hole thing.
Usually used for storage.
And that cubby hole, usually used for storage, is in Boy Alex's apartment area. And somehow the slave has, what did you say?
Squatted.
He has squatted in the covert under the stairs. And we actually now chain him up there at night.
Yes, I wonder what he'll do when we actually drywall it closed.
Well, he's in there?
Well, he's in there.
He's already burrowing into the covers. We already know that. But what I have to ask everybody out there now is, if you're a slave and you have a little cubbyhole and he has his little bed, like we allow him to at least have a little mat. Last night he asked for a fucking little piece of foam. He asked for a pillow last night.
I don't know. Excuse me. Yeah.
What?
Pillow, you know, a blanket.
Blinds.
And he wanted a blanket,
blinds,
too. It's like,
you know,
fuck off.
Light.
Yeah,
mean,
no, okay.
Just,
now, the light thing,
now
it's too much. No, it's gotten worse. He now wants an internet, direct internet connection as well as a plug for his phone.
He can use the regular internet like
yeah,
the rest
no,
of us.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking,
he can start paying rent. I think
no, $100 a month.
Would
for
that come
space
up?
Under
would
the
that come out of his rent?
Thank
or
you,
rent?
Slave. I appreciate
exactly.
The
exactly.
So
that. I am now your landlord.
So.
Exactly. So now you can upgrade your countertop. You get an extra $100.
So my question actually is it abnormal to have a man living in under your stairs at night?
Do we really even have to answer that question?
Well, I want to. The people that listen to us may not think that it's abnormal.
Well,
I just
no,
wanna,
of course
I
not,
know.
Because they're like-minded individuals.
Correct. See, I just want to be proven right. That's all.
In our circles, not so much.
No,
outside
no,
of our
no,
circle.
No, no.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be interesting when we have our housewarming party. And we're like, oh, and this is the slave's quarters.
No, he'll have to have them open and a little candle. Well, not a real candle, but
a little light.
A little light burning in there.
A doormat.
A little welcome mat, yes. He needs a little welcome mat.
Oh, that would be absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, which is normal, folks.
We need bank doors that automatically close and automatically open.
That's not hard to do. Why? You just get two little gremlins to stand on either side and open and close them as you come by.
No, I'm thinking for the slave quarters. Like, lock him in, closes at 9, must be in bed by 9.
Yeah, and what if he's not? He's half in, half out, squeaking his goddamn duck.
We're trying to, you know, cover the light.
That was so funny. Well, because that's, and just so everybody knows, we do have certain safety precautions, I guess you could call them.
Well, he has his phone and he has a squeaky toy.
Well, yeah. He has his phone. He can text. Yeah, and he has a rubber chicken.
Although at night we all turn our phones
off. Yes. Put in earplugs so we can't hear the rubber chicken.
And our bedroom is at the other end of the house now, which is kind of hard to hear.
Well, he does seem to make enough noise.
Yes. Well, so we rubber chicken, so we hear, and we know something's wrong. We got to go let him out, right? Last time it was he really had to poop. That's the last time he ever rubber chickened.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but
when
that
he rubber chickened.
Last night, though. Last night was just rattling the chains on the door.
That was funny. Because it was really, really late, and I think it was Shannon text late. And I just ignored it, because people know, normal nights, you do not text me after 8 o'clock. And if it's after 8 o'clock, it better be motherfucking important. It just better be. And so I heard it, and I thought, I don't know. All the boys are here, so I know everybody's, you know, safe. And then I heard the chain rattling on the doors where we've got him locked up in the basement. And I'm like, fuck, something's wrong. So I jump out of bed. Sir Mark has a little, blah, blah, you know, one of those things.
Well, he was sound asleep.
I was sound asleep.
Out of him. And I go running down the stairs. And I'm like, what? What's wrong with you? Oh, the motion detector light that boy Alex put up is on 15 minutes, and it's like coming in under my door. So I'm shoving my shorts in the crack under the door so I can't see it. What, you can't wait 15 minutes?
Well, Slave, I just want you to know, I put it down to 5 minutes today. 5 minutes.
So now that's it. He has 5 minutes to get comfortable, or he's got no light.
The light goes off, and by the way, your light in your cubby is gone.
No, it's actually hooked into the motion sensor.
So if you could get the motion sensor to turn on, you've got light. Otherwise, you're out of luck.
He's going to stick like this little flag. It's going to pop up, wave in front of the motion thing. So, no, it's kind of neat that Pup Dakota in the chat room says there's nothing wrong with that. He's found his place, and that's kind of neat.
I asked,
well, of all the choices, it's a good choice.
It is, yeah, because it's really not taking, you know,
any valuable space.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I asked him, I said, how did you discover that you liked that kind of, you know, closed environment space thing? And he, I don't think he answered, actually.
And rough space, because
I couldn't
do it.
No, I'd have to have it drywalled and painted and...
I
was wondering if everybody could hear me, and I just typed in the chat room, you guys can hear it. And all of a sudden I get, can you hear? Because no one's chatting in the chat room. All of a sudden my text or my phone explodes. I get a text from Shannon. You text me late, sir. I just responded. I know better than this. Obviously they can hear us, so this is good. Yes.
Good.
Is Shannon working?
Yes, I think Shannon is working. So.
When is Shannon not working?
Shannon, I think, is going to come with the truck tomorrow so we can go on a dump run.
Got to say thank you to Shannon, too, today.
And Jordan today.
Yeah,
that was very nice.
And Masanol's father, when we moved, was here working as Asa. Now, Pop Ace and Pop Chomper, now that's a different story.
No, Aruf.
Yep. I just hope they do have to move soon. I really do, because I'm going, oh, it's just so bad. It is just so bad. We're all busy.
It wasn't busy. They just didn't have enough money to get here.
Anyway, so, but it was interesting meeting your dad, although he wouldn't piss in the basement sink. Thought that was kind of odd when I asked him.
Odd that you asked him, or odd he wouldn't do it?
No, he thought it was odd when I said, oh, you know the rules, you have to pee in the basement sink. He's like,
he is
what?
A boy. Sorry if you're listening, Dad.
Yeah, is your dad listening? Does your dad listen?
I don't know. Sometimes I think he might have the first couple of times, but once we started talking about fisting and stuff, I think he pretty was done.
All right. Well, of course.
Is it commercial time?
It is commercial time. If I remember how to do it, because it's been so long. And let's try it. Go.
Hey, what you drinking, baby?